Directions. Asking for directions. When you are looking for something, it is sometimes easier to ask for directions. When you do, you have to be able to listen to the directions given. In this lesson, we will study listening a little more so you can effectively understand a person giving you directions. Here are some key words you have to remember. I suggest you drill these in your head because they are very commonly used when giving directions. There are many direction terminologies. I'll cover all the common phrases. You should be able to effectively give directions and receive directions after this lesson. Asking for directions. Most of the time, you should start by saying, "Excuse me." The pronunciation for "excuse me" can be shortened. The shortened form sounds like, "Excuse me?" "Excuse me, do you know where the post office is?" "Excuse me, can you point me to the nearest gas station?" "Excuse me, can you give me quick directions to the movie theater?" "Excuse me, do you know how to get to the shopping mall from here?" "Excuse me, how do I get to the freeway from here?" "Excuse me, I'm looking for Bank of America. I thought it was around here. Do you know where it is?" "Excuse me, I'm looking for the post office. Do you know how to get there?" "Excuse me, what is the best way to get to Seattle?" When you ask for directions, the person responding will usually give you quick directions. The next section is a list of common phrases used when giving directions. You should study them carefully so when someone gives you directions, you can understand them without having to say, "One more time." Left, right, and around the corner. Take a left, right. Take a left at the next light. Take a right at the gas station. When you get to Robin Street, take a left. After you pass 7-Eleven, take a right at the next light. Take a left when you come to a stop sign. Turn left, right. Turn right on 112th. Turn left after you pass McDonald's. When you see a church on your left-hand side, turn right on the next street. Turn left at the next street and immediately take another left. Just right around the corner. It's just right around the corner on the left side. It's right around the corner from the Starbucks over there. Go down the street, turn left on William Street, and it will be right around the corner from the gas station. Across blocks and miles. Go for 5 blocks, after 3 blocks. After you turn right, go for 5 blocks and turn left. It will be right around the corner. After 3 blocks, turn left. You will see it on your right-hand side. Go for 4 blocks and then turn right. Across the street, from directly across. It's across the street from the library. It's directly across from Taco Bell. Go for 3 blocks, turn left at the next light. You'll see it across the street from McDonald's. Go down the street. You'll see it directly across from the gas station. Go for 2 miles. It's pretty far from here. Go on Washington Street for about 2 miles. You'll see it next to a school. Turn right at the stop sign and go straight for a couple of miles. At 112th, turn left. You'll see it on your right-hand side. Go straight on this street for about 3 miles. You'll see it next to Wendy's. Light and Y. On the third light. Go down this street. After you pass 2 stoplights, turn right on the third light. You'll see it right around the corner. Head down Madison Street, and on the 4th light, turn left. You should see it immediately. Turn right on Jackson. Keep going straight for 3 lights. When you see Burger King, turn left. It's right there. The Y. A Y is a street that turns into two. It's not really a left turn or right turn, but the street is shaped like the letter Y. Keep going down the street. Stay on the left side when you reach the Y. At the next light, turn right. Take a left on Jackson. At the Y, go to the right. It will be on your left-hand side, about a mile down that street. Go for about 3 miles on this street. At the Y, go to the left. You'll see a blue house on your right. It's right after that house. Dead end and T. The T. A T intersection is a three-way intersection. You can either go left or right. The street is shaped like the letter T, so people call it a T. Sometimes they don't call it a T. Other names for a T intersection you might hear are more descriptive. Here's a list. When the road ends. When you can't go anymore. Three-way intersection. At the T intersection, turn right. It's just right around the corner. When you pass a gas station, you will come up to a T. Take a left, and then an immediate right. Go down this road until it ends. Turn left at the T, and you will see the gas station on your right. Dead end. This isn't a direction terminology, but dead end is a road that only has one entrance. That means the only way out is the way you came in. All dead-end streets will have a sign at the entrance with the word dead end. If you are going to a location that is in a dead end, someone might use this word. Turn right on 117th. It's a dead end. We are on the right-hand side at the end of the street. There are three places to turn right. The second one is a dead end, so make sure you don't go in there. I live in a dead-end street. It's nice because there isn't much traffic. Freeway explanation. America uses a freeway system. Freeways pass through all major cities and are used very frequently. If the distance is far, you probably will have to take the freeway. To give directions referring to the freeway, you use north, south, east, or west. Other ways you might hear are northbound, southbound, westbound, or eastbound. Most freeways also have exit numbers. In many states, the numbers start at 1 from the beginning of the state border and increase by 1 every mile. If someone says you should take exit 178, you should stay on the road until you see exit 178. Each exit is clearly marked so you don't have to worry about missing it. You will know you are going the wrong direction if the numbers are going in the wrong direction. For example, if you need to take exit 150, and the first exit number is 151, and the next one is 152, and the next one is 153, then you know you should turn around because the numbers are getting larger. Regular practice. For this practice session, there will be one question with the long direction. You shouldn't read the text while listening. Instead, listen to the audio, and then without looking, try to write them down. See if you can understand on the first attempt. Here are several questions and answers for practice. Question. Excuse me. I'm looking for a supermarket. Do you know where the closest one is? Yes. It is a couple miles away. What you want to do is go down this street for about a mile. At 112th Street, turn left. Stay on 112th until you pass three lights. You should see 56th Street. Turn right and you will see the supermarket just around the corner. Question. Excuse me. Do you know where Starbucks is located? Yes. Go down this street. When you reach a T, turn right. At the next stop sign, turn left. You'll see a gas station on your left. Starbucks is directly across the street. Question. Excuse me, I'm looking for Best Western. Wasn't there one around here? Yeah, let me think. The best way to get there is by turning right at the next street. Immediately take another right on the next street. Go for about 2 miles. When you see Greenwood Avenue, turn left. Head down Greenwood for about 3 miles. I believe it will be on your left-hand side. If you pass a school, that means you went too far. Question. Excuse me, how do I get to the airport from here? Turn around and you'll see an entrance to the freeway. Go south. You'll have to go for about 15 miles. You should see airport signs, but just in case, it is exit number 154. Turn right off the ramp and it will be straight ahead.